Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Once again, my thanks go out to that nosy canine over on Hungry Jack Lake for sending everyone the scoop from up the trail during my absence. Although we have had some hotness of our own, it's nothing compared to what they have one tier of states to the south. I'd swear that someone has moved the equator northward based on the heat and humidity. The Smith trip to Iowa, for a brief visit with family and friends, confirmed why we chose this place for retirement. Every state has something special about its character, but coming back to the U.S.-Canadian border is really cool. I talked with a fellow recently who travels the world for his occupation. He maintains that of all the places he visits, this is still the most beautiful place in the world. It's hard to argue. Folks are having a very merry time in our fields of blue. One can hardly maneuver a curve on the trail without finding a vehicle abandoned for a day of filling a bucket with those indigo pearls. The Smiths have not been out yet, but a dear gal down the road has supplied us with a couple batches. The quality of such is the best I've seen in a few years. Although the choice is blue, those wild raspberries are quite popular too. So one could easily imagine a confectionery concoction of a blueberry raspberry pie. Our return is little more than a week old now, and the trail has experienced some spectacular days. Cool nights and tolerable daytimes have been the order. One good rain soaked the territory with around an inch in most places. One can only hope that the pattern continues as July fades toward August, particularly from a cool and wet standpoint. The lake water temp has made it to 70 off the Wildersmith dock. It's a good thing, too, as a windy day late last week turned the Gunflint Gal into raging turmoil. A canoeing trio happened by during the morning, and sure enough, one tipsy craft was swamped by a huge roller. Fortunately, the incident occurred not far from the shore near our dock. Except for a good soaking of packs and passengers, no harm was done. After bailing out the canoe and shaking things off, the bouncy trip was continued. Excitement abounds at neighborhood nectar bottles. Arrivals and departures from our feeding station have been nonstop since coming back to the woods. The little green hummers have already consumed 2 bottles of sweetness. That's 2 cups. One has to wonder if they might be tanking it back to a nest for nourishment of the new generation. Whatever the case, they sure suck up a lot of juice in those needle beaks and make a lot of trips to somewhere. Bet they're exhausted by sundown. Property owners, as well as the general public, are again reminded of the septic system workshop coming this next Monday and Tuesday. Organizers encourage all to attend in the West End on Monday, July 26th, at Birch Grove School, 4:30 to 7 p.m., or Tuesday, July 27th, on the Gunflint Trail at Fire Hall No. 1, 9 to noon. We are beyond the pre-registration deadline, but walk-ins are welcome. Another Gunflint Trail canoe race extravaganza is history, and we know who carried home the grand prize Winona canoe. Big thanks go out to the organizers and all who pitched in to make it happen. Breaking news. By the way, the effort generated $14,000 for the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department. The next Gunflint community gatherings will be the annual Mid-Trail Flea Market, Auction, and Boutique, August 14th at Fire Hall No. 1. That event will be followed by the third annual Taste of the Gunflint, which will happen on Saturday, September 11th at Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. More details to come. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the fleeting summer in border country.